So welcome back to the Heart series and today 8 of part 2. Now, yesterday I was talking about how we can't control other people's emotions, how we're not responsible for their happiness or unhappiness, but what we can do is train our mind to always be in a place where it's sharing our own happiness with others and where it's wishing other people to be happy. Now, it's really important that this is done in a very unconditional way. So I spoke about this a few days ago, where we're not necessarily expecting something in return. And this is where the mind can be quite crafty, because generally speaking, we do things because we expect to get something in return. Not necessarily something physical, but in fact, it might not even be something from somebody else. It might just be a benefit for ourselves. But it's quite rare that we do things simply because they're nice things to do. And so this is a really profound kind of teaching, actually, this exercise and what we're touching on here. Simply doing something because it's a good thing to do, regardless of whether we get anything in return. You already know from doing this exercise that when you do it on a regular basis, it feels nice to imagine someone else being happy. But we're not doing the exercise with any expectation of getting something for ourselves. And in the same way, when we're applying this sense of kindness to other people in everyday life, we're not doing it so that we get something in return. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. And I'll talk about that a little bit more when we finish today's exercise. But for now, just take a moment to settle the body. And when you're ready, you can begin with some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, now just gently closing the eyes and taking just a minute or two to become more aware of the other physical senses now that the eyes are closed. So as you bring the attention back to the body now, becoming more aware of sensations in the body, more aware of the attitude of mind as well, the way in which you're examining investigating those feelings. So the emotional tone of mind. Just scanning now mentally from head to toe. Just checking in with those physical and emotional feelings. And without judging those feelings, without analysing them in any way at all, just starting to become aware of your attitude to the exercise itself, aware of your intention, your motivation for meditating today. As always, remembering the impact that can have on those around you as well. And then knowing that it doesn't require any effort at all, knowing that the breath is quite autonomous, simply starting to become more aware of that rising and falling sensation. And just resting your mind on the breath just for the next minute or two. so aware of the breath. At the same time, aware of that pinprick of light in the middle of the body, middle of the chest. And just remaining with that now as it expands slowly throughout the body. Reminding you of those innate qualities. And that feeling of happiness and calm within yourself. And when you feel as though that part of the visualization is complete, with a willingness, a desire to share that with others, just imagining now that first person you respect or admire sitting there comfortably and in just the same way, watching as they benefit from that process of visualization unfolding. And so when they have a very broad smile on their face, when they're looking as happy as they can be, then simply allowing that image to dissolve. And in its place this time, the person who's very close to you, you care about, in just the same way, beginning the visualization, then just watching as it unfolds. It requires no effort, just a sense of appreciating watching that other person become increasingly happy. Once again, and it appears that that person couldn't be any happier, you can just allow the image to dissolve, just letting go of any focus at all now, and just letting the mind be free. And then bringing the attention once again back into the physical senses, back into the space around you, the environment around you. Feeling those points of contact, the sounds, smells. And when you're ready, just opening the eyes again. Remember, increasingly, this just becoming the most ordinary thing, moving from the exercise to everyday life, not really differentiating too much between the two, same sense of awareness of being present, sense of calm and clarity, still an awareness of thoughts and feelings coming and going. Clear in your mind about continuing to be present throughout the day and the benefits of that, both for you and for those around you. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. Now, as you go through the day today, I'd like you to, just as you did in part one, just to look for a few opportunities, maybe to do some nice things, some kind things for others, without making a big show of it, without making it a big display of any kind. In fact, without making it very obvious at all. We're talking about small things here. In fact, even better if they can go sort of not unnoticed. We want them to be noticed, but at the same time, we don't necessarily want others to know that we're responsible for them. So just doing some very small, nice things that will make a difference to other people's lives, to their well-being, to their happiness. And again, the important thing is that we do this with a sense of unconditional kindness. We're not doing it because we expect something in return. We're not even doing it because it makes us feel good ourselves. It's okay if it does, but that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because we're interested in training the mind, and in the mind rediscovering these innate qualities of happiness and kindness. Because we get to benefit from it, but also those around us get to benefit as well. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 9 of part 2.